Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Five one double 51. Wash your hands is our text number, as you know. And Joe at rt.ie. You all know Catherine Corliss at this stage, indefatigable campaigner for the remains and the survivors, indeed, of the Tuam mother and baby home. Catherine, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you?
Good, thanks. And how are you?
Well, just keeping going and doing bits and pieces the best I can to help people while we're waiting. Once again, the report is delayed, and what can we do? Yeah. Only hold on until we get a new government. So basically, I'm just helping people, whoever contacts me. I always look up stuff for them, and I, luckily enough, sometimes I get answers for them, and I get mm-hmm. I find what they're looking for. So that's really keeps me going, Joe.
And you were listening earlier in the week when Sharon Giblin, who's in London, contacted us.
That's right.
And she mentioned, she said, I kept getting, Ruski was the phrase.
Ruski, yeah.
Ruski, okay.
Yeah.
And her story was she was born in prison in the UK to her mother, Mary. Mary, unfortunately, had addiction issues and ended up in prison where Sharon was born. And her grandmother, Bridget Giblin, was a domestic in Ruski in Roscommon, and she gave birth to Sharon's mother, Mary, in 1940. And she has no contact with any family back here. Her mother subsequently in the UK married, as he was, a British soldier. Sharon wasn't overly enamoured. Her dad wasn't overly involved. But she badly has been trying to find out, has she any Irish connection? So you heard and off you went, Catherine. Where do you start?
Well, it depends on whatever scraps of information are given.
Yeah.
But when I heard the desperation in Sharon's voice, like everybody else, like all the survivors of those institutions, not alone the survivors, but it goes into the next generation, because that legacy that the church, state and religious have left, it's terrible. It still goes on, you see. People mm-hmm. don't understand that. They tell me it's long ago, but it's not. It's very much alive today. And for Sharon, I just felt she was, you know, she was pleading. She was nearly on her knees. I felt, you know, begging for somebody, some relative. So I was taken with that, and with whatever scraps of information she was able to give, I tried my usual sources. I go to the old senses. I usually work back before I can go forward to see
okay.
who is this family, where did they go, that kind of thing.
Okay, so Catherine, I just want to bring in Sharon, because Sharon's on the other line, I'm told. I wanted to... Sharon, okay. Sharon Giblin, how are you?
I'm good. I'm, you know, okay. really grateful to be... put in contact with Catherine.
Okay. Now, we'll send it to you. Have you pen and paper handy, as they say, because there's in terms of your ancestry and all that, carry on. I don't know. But anyway, listen to Catherine, Sharon, and we'll give you all, she's done a family tree, and we'll give you all that documentation.
Wow.
Okay. But that's all at this stage. Catherine, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just mentioning there that usually I work backwards first to see who these Giblins are and where they're from and where they have scattered to. So this time I was quite lucky. Usually it'll take a few weeks. It can go into months. But I went into a site called Roots.com. I go in and out of sites like that. Mm-hmm. And I joined them a while back, and I was able to get access to it. And I just put in Giblin and Ruski, Roscommon. And lucky enough, a lot of stuff came up where somebody had put in their own notes. And one of those people was Helen in Castlebar.
Okay.
And I recognised from the research I had done, I recognised the names and the places that she had in that message.
Okay.
So the message was 10 years old, would you believe it? And I said, I'll chance it. So I just put in, I answered the message that she had there about 10 years ago. And luckily enough, she was back to me straight away. It was just bizarre, Joe. It really was.
And Sharon, have you ever heard of relations called Lawson? Does that mean anything to you? Okay. Okay. And what Catherine, from what you've looked up, how close are the Lawsons to Sharon?
Well, it's Helen herself. Now, I'm not sure whether that's her marriage name or not.
Okay.
But she's connected to the Giblins,
okay.
And it's Helen's grandmother. Is connected. That's how we're, that's
okay.
The connection.
Okay.
She was Giblin.
Well,
that's how it's connected.
Sharon, have you ever spoken to any of your relatives in Ireland?
No,
okay.
None.
Well, will you say hello to Helen Lawson, because we believe she's either your first or second cousin. Helen Lawson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How is everybody?
Say hello to your cousin Sharon.
Hi Sharon, it's lovely to hear from you.
Wow.
Very exciting.
And tell us your story, Helen. Are you okay, Sharon?
My story. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, tell.
Bit of a shock, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, Helen.
So my story is so my grandmother on my mother's side was a Giblin,
okay.
Margaret Giblin.
Yeah.
She was born in Rooski, and she moved to London after the war. Met her husband there, my granddad. He was from Mayo,
right.
So I live in County Mayo now.
Oh, great.
Near Westport. But when my grandmother died in London in about, I think it was 2005, I just realised, you know, I know nothing about her family, where she came from, really. I'd never been to Roscommon, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know, I need to find out about this. This is intriguing. So I spoke
yeah.
to my mum and my auntie, and they knew a few little details about her mother.
Right.
But
my
didn't
mom.
Really... no, about my grandmother's mum, who wasn't a Giblin.
Oh.
But they didn't know about my grandmother's father, who was Francis Giblin.
Okay.
I was on a mission then to find out about him. And, of course, he was Bridget Giblin's older brother. So that's how
oh.
I'm related to Sharon. It's quite
wow.
a distance.
So how many brothers and sisters did she have, they have?
Well, they had 10 in total, Bridget.
Wow.
Was one of them. Two of them or three of them died in childhood. And the others, well, most of them emigrated, which is why it's
mm.
quite difficult to track them down. My great-grandfather ended up in New York.
Wow.
He never came back to Ireland, yeah.
And it's you, Helen, who's done this incredible family tree. The Giblin family tree.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's like a big puzzle, you know. It's really fascinating stuff.
And how come...
So what do you know about Bridget?
Okay.
I don't know a lot more than you know, to be honest. She was very good friend... Well, she was very close to my grandmother. But they lost touch for quite a long time. And the story goes that my grandmother was basically brought up by Bridget in Rooski because my grandmother's parents were absent or incapable...
Mm-hmm.
Of looking after her.
Well, she
so
brought
Bridget,
up
that's why
somebody else's daughter, but she didn't with Mary.
Well, this is the tragedy, isn't it, of the time, and not being able to go back and ask them these questions, you know, it's quite frustrating and, yeah, hard to understand.
And Helen...
But what I know, Helen,
yeah.
is that Bridget... was pregnant by a man called Tommy Devine, married to a woman, Lucy, and I think they had about 13 kids. And I think, Mary, you know, he was the dad, and when she was an hour old, she was put in a convent, and she was just left there. But then she got pregnant again with Josephine, and they hid her in the house, and then Bridget... Do you know when Bridget went to London? Because Tommy Devine went to London with Lucy and then brought my grandmother over with Josephine, but they left Mary with the Sisters of Mercy, who were not very merciful.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I mean, I never knew, actually, that Bridget had this other daughter, Mary, I have to say.
Ah. And Mary is Sharon's mother.
Yeah, I suppose it's understandable. Well, they wouldn't be talking about her too much if she'd been put in an orphanage.
Home,
it wouldn't be something they'd be keen
on. Did they have the same dad, Josephine and Mary?
That's what I heard. I believe...
Oh, so they did?
Yeah, that's what I believe. They had the same father. But I don't know for sure, obviously.
Okay.
But I guess we can talk about this.
Did you ever meet Tommy Devine then?
No, I don't know who he is, really.
I say he's long deceased.
But what about your grandmother?
Okay.
You said your grandmother was friends with Bridget.
Well, that was her auntie, yeah.
It was her auntie.
And you say your grandmother, was she effectively raised by Bridget? Is that what you're saying, Helen?
That's what I heard, okay. Yeah, I believe so.
So your grandmother was raised by Sharon's grandmother. And they were related, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sharon's grandmother was the aunt of your grandmother.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Right.
Well, that's clear. Yeah. Now, what I want to know is, how come the two of you have English accents? Helen, where were you born?
I was born in Essex. I'm an Essex girl.
Okay. Where?
So my grandparents emigrated to London after the war.
Okay.
So my mum and dad. Well, my mum was born in London. I'm English.
But I just want, would your grandmother have known that Mary Giblin was in London as well? I don't know.
I doubt it very much.
Wow.
I really don't think so.
And when did you return to Mayo or to Roscommon? You're living outside West Park.
Yeah, I do. I came over about 9 years ago, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Back to my roots.
And why? Hmm. Why? Why not? Why not,
change,
said you?
Yeah, for a change of life. I was living outside London, you know, a bit hectic, traffic, wanted a different lifestyle. You know, as you get older, you...
And did you move over lock, stock and barrel? Were you on your own, Helen?
I did.
Well done. My God.
Well, and I've got some great family over here, actually, on the Giblin side as well.
Oh, yeah, so you have found other Giblins?
Yeah, lots of Giblins.
Okay.
They're everywhere.
So, Sharon, through Helen, this will open the door to you meeting many more of your either distant relatives or close relatives here in Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There's lots of people
have
that
you
I
met
can...
many, Helen? Have
I've
you
met
many?
Yeah, quite. Yeah, I can give you some more information on that later, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, lots you've, of...
Okay, so you reckon... Well, fair play to Catherine, the wonderful Catherine Coral is for...
Well, Catherine's the one who has a credit on this, yeah.
But it's quite clear that Sharon has got lots of relatives in Ireland. She didn't, couldn't find them.
And all over the world, actually, not just in Ireland, in America.
Okay.
And the UK.
Okay.
Helen, about Josephine?
Okay, that's an enigma, isn't it?
Well, I did meet Josephine.
Yeah.
Sharon,
can I ask you something about Josephine? Because I've heard this before. Your mother was born and her mother gave her up into the mother and baby home where she stayed until she was 16, and then the wife of the man who you believe was your mother's father, the wife, Lucy, came, collected her and brought her to London.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You subsequently discovered that there was another child born. Now, would Josephine be your sister or your aunt? Your aunt, is that correct?
My aunt.
Okay. So what you want to know is, why did your granny give up your mother and not give up Josephine, or vice versa?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Or get Mary over when she was living in London.
Yeah.
Why did she leave her there?
Yeah.
Where she was just tortured, basically.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Don't understand. And also, Helen, do you know anything about Josephine? Did she speak about our grandmother?
I do, okay. The only thing is, because I met Josephine about 10 years ago.
Oh, did you?
I assume she's still alive. I've lost touch with her. I moved over here. So I prefer not.
Okay, we won't do it on
there.
There's loads of... Okay, Sharon, off air, can we give you Helen's details?
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
And Helen, can we do I just want to ask Helen's question. All these relatives that you found that are now Sharon's relatives, Sharon has found loads of relatives in the last 10 minutes. Are any of them multimillionaires or billionaires in the States, Helen?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Well, none that I found.
All broke.
Okay, we keep looking. Sharon
might be a millionaire.
No, maybe, yeah. Sharon, congratulations. Your perseverance paid off. Really did.
Thank you so much, Joe, and the show.
And I know you were so nervous about coming on. You wrote us a beautiful email, and then you were nervous about coming on. How would you be? And you were brilliant. You were so clear.
Thank you.
And then Catherine Carlos once again comes up trumps. I don't know how you do it, Catherine.
Could I just give put in a note there?
Yeah.
As regards why the mother kept one and put the other one in the orphanage, there might be an answer in the fact that there was a law in Ireland at the time that if the unmarried mother had a second child outside marriage, they called it a second offence. It was a ticket right into the Magdalene laundry. And she would have known that, and maybe that's perhaps she just took the baby and that, as she said, she hid the baby.
Hid the baby,
So that could be an answer.
Okay.
And also, also, I'd like to say, Joe, anyone who wants any help, you have my details there.
Oh, you're brilliant.
I like
you're
to
brilliant.
Have people.
And Catherine, you
Catherine, you've been wonderful.
Not at all.
I'd like to know, so I could get Mary's file from the convent.
That's right. I will email you the details of that.
We'll sort out all of that. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Sharon,
yeah.
You now have contact. Don't be worried now. The next hour, or will I? We have all the details. We'll be on
Brilliant.
To you later. Helen Lawson.
Joe, you've been a diamond, and Catherine.
Catherine that was listening. Sharon, you're a diamond, and Helen, your relation is a diamond as well.
Yeah.
And there's lots of jewels in your
it's
family.
About diamonds.
Helen Lawson, it's great to hear from you, Helen, because I know you went looking for Giblin's 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, 15 years ago. Yeah.
I can't wait to meet you, Helen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
it's such a weird name, Giblin, isn't it?
I always thought it was
Giblets.
It reminded me of
Giblets.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, stay well, both of you. That's a good news story, especially in the times we live in. Sharon Giblin, well done. Congratulations. You've now have a very, very big family. You have a big Christmas card list this year, Sharon. And Helen Lawson, thanks for contacting
Joe, Catherine, thank you a million. Really,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Delighted to take it. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Catherine Carlos. Thanks, Sharon Giblin, and your relation, the wonderful Helen Lawson, who's in Westport. 51551, wash your hands.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie. In another search, this is a difficult one. Jean Gallagher, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. Thank you for taking my call.
It's your husband, Frank Gallagher, and his twin brother, Tony. They celebrated their 80th birthday last Saturday, the 13th of June. You sent us in a photograph. They don't look 80 for a start. They do not look 80 years of age.
They're great.
They are twins. Yeah. But when they were 9 months old, their mother, who was Elizabeth, I want people to listen to this, Elizabeth Lily Tierney, she died at the age of 29.
Yes, yeah.
And where did they leave? Who were you trying to find, Jean?
I'm wondering if there are any Tierneys living in the Drimna or the Inchicore area that might be related to Frank.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know anything really about that side of the family.
Have the twins, as we call them, for the Frank and the 8-year-old twins, have they any other relations, blood relations, that they know of?
Oh, well, on the Gallagher side, they have. But we have nothing on the Tierney side.
On the mother who died at 29.
Yes.
Wow.
And you see, the father married very quickly again.
Okay.
So that meant that there wasn't much contact with the Tierney side of the family. Now, I know the granny Tierney lived in New Road in Inchicore.
She actually died
there in 1966, because I've been doing genealogy and I've traced the family back, but I can't go forward. So I'd love to locate somebody on the mother's side of the family for them.
But the boys, Frank and Tony, the 80-year-old lad.
Yes.
They were born 1940, obviously.
They were, yes.
And their mother died when? She was 29. How soon afterwards?
They were 9 months old
when
she died.
So she died in 1940, 1941.
She died in April 1941.
And do we know where she's buried?
Yes, we found her grave and they've put up a lovely headstone and there's nobody else in the grave. You know, she's the only one there. And we've also found other Tierneys that are buried in Bluebell.
Okay, so you're onto something. You think there are Tierneys in the Drimna area, Inchicore area, Bluebell area that may
well,
be related.
We'd love if they were. Okay. Yes, love to locate
and
any
do
of
we,
them.
Do we know what happened, Lily Tierney, that she died at 29?
She died from pulmonary TB and cardiac failure. I think she never really recovered after the birth. Maybe it was a heart problem as well, you know.
Okay, well, we'll put it out. Frank Gallagher and his brother Tony Gallagher are 80 years
old. And they moved from Drimna to Talla, so they're like the old Talla village lads.
Yeah, well, Bluebell has a long history. Inchicore has a longer history. Does anyone know anything of Elizabeth Lily Tierney, who died at the age of 29 in around 1940-1941? She had twins. Did she have any other children, do we know, Jean?
No, she didn't. No, she did have, I've got, she had a brother and two sisters older than her. But I don't know if there were any younger children than Lily in the family, which I'm kind of hoping there were.
In the sense that there might be aunts and uncles and in turn nieces and nephews to Frankenton.
Yes.
It's out there. We put all this up. There's a gorgeous photograph of the two of them when they were... What age are they when they're in that little photograph with their dungarees on?
I don't really know what age they were in that, but they were maybe a year and a half. I don't know. It is a lovely one of them. And then the current one taken on their birthday.
And I'm looking at it. Their mother was dead when that photograph was taken of those two.
Yes, I think she was, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, Jean, we'll put it out there. It's a tough one. The Tierneys of Bluebell, Inchicore, 1940 is a date. Lily Tierney is the name and the twins. Okay, Jean, thanks indeed. 51551
That's super.